And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, a great fan of KRVS, as well as director of the Lafayette Science Museum, Kevin Krantz, is here to talk about all things scary, Halloween-y, zombie-ish. You all are really becoming a center for this, Kevin. I know you got your like astronomy and other things on the side, but people are starting to wait all year long for the Museum of Fear, and that opens tomorrow evening at the Science Museum.
That's right, Judith. We're ready. We've been working on this since January of this year. It has taken a life of its own. It's become something more than we ever would have imagined.
The creature that ate the Science Museum.
That's right. That's right. It has its own pulse now. Mm-hmm. It's alive. We really have a great staff of volunteers. You know, we're right at like 140, 150 volunteers.
Putting together this Museum of
Well,
Fear.
You know, at a beck and call. You know, we've really worked well with these folks on hand. On the last rehearsal that we had Sunday, we had 80 folks show up to rehearse their parts and do this. I mean, we have like 40 or so in the show itself.
So this is not just an exhibit. People are rehearsing for these parts.
Oh, yeah. No, we have professional actors. You know, we have the likes of Shane Gilbo, Milton Ressweber. I mean, these guys are icons in the local, you know, and now Shane, excuse me, in the national light. So it's great to have those folks with us. They have really important parts in the show itself. A lot of it's interpretive. So what we're able to do is we're able to feed off of the emotion. And,
I think there's a movie about that.
There is. Really is. Well, we can smell the fear, Judith. And what's great is we almost after doing this is our fifth year now doing this. And as the group walks through, we know which one is the one who's deeply afraid. We can sense that. And of course, we do intend to fully exploit it. And to the chagrin of the guests, right? How did you know?
You do have people sign a waiver when they go in, don't you?
We make it perfectly clear. We have like six posters that say, hey, look, you're coming in on your own accord. You know, anything that – it's not what we do to you. It's what we make you do to yourself. Mm-hmm. So,
Well, and you know, it's interesting. You call it the Museum of Fear. And this is not your typical just haunted house, is it? You have other things.
There's a reason why we call it Museum of Fear, because we really delve into the psychology of fear. We look at what makes people afraid. And I have to tell you, in the beginning of every season, we do a poll on what we consider to be the things that we find the scariest. Now,
does it surprise you, some of the things?
No, frankly, nothing surprises me, Judith. But I will say that sometimes the results of, you know, you get a bunch of folks coming together. You know, we have carpenters, folks who are doing the pneumatics, we're doing the lighting, custom soundtracks, smells, the actors' interpretations, fog. I mean, negative ionized fog, hugging the ground. I mean, this stuff really, it begins to look like a movie set. And you really find yourself, or at least I find myself, surprised with the results of that, the coming together of all of these talents to really put forth a really fantastic show. This year is going to be tremendous. The whole show is choreographed with room for interpretation. Our big sponsor this year is Coca-Cola.
Well, now tell me, when you talk about choreographed, you're talking about – do you have a director, who's doing this choreographing? Are you the director?
I am the director, I'm the artistic director, if we have to put a label on it. But I'm the guy who walks around and says, you know what? That's just not scary. Let's do this. But, you know, I have to tell you, we know what each person is going to do before they come into the door. And what we're doing is we're literally casting the part. The lines have been written. The makeup has been decided. We're just looking for the right people for the right part. Some of these folks have been with us from the very beginning, 2009, excuse me, when we first started.
Well, no, you don't want to give away everything in the characters, but what kinds of characters are we talking about?
Well, we have our first character is he's escaped from the insane asylum, and he's putting together a macabre present for his brother Billy. Mm-hmm. And he's waiting for Billy's arrival, and he has this this setup, if you will, mm-hmm. arranged in preparation. He's hoping his brother will like it. We have a torture chamber with a full-fledged electric chair and some victims. We have the, you know, we have the the body pile. I mean, everybody's body got pile. Body piles, right? Body pile. But we have ours, Judith. We have our body pile, and we're proud of it. Mm-hmm. You know, the autopsy room, the morgue, the spinning vortex tunnel of doom. I mean, I can go down the
you
list, but nothing.
You were pretty proud of that spinning vortex of doom. Oh, you came in describing that.
You know, this has been a project and a half, and I mean, it started a good while back, and this thing has been engineered. You know, it's almost like the Frankenstein monster. You know, it really started out and began working on it, became this project, right? And I mean, now that it's finished, it was worth every grueling minute that was put into this thing because it's so phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, the viewers have to see this thing for themselves.
They have
to
experience the vortex.
I find it hard to – I'm hard to surprise, and I found myself really surprised about halfway through this thing.
We can feel that. We can feel your astonishment at how well this has worked out. Well, and again, you don't want to give everything away.
Absolutely
but
not.
And I want to tell people who are just tuning in, we're talking about the Museum of Fear that opens tomorrow at the Lafayette Science Museum. They've been working on it since January. Over 80 people rehearsing a part of this museum of fear. What can people expect? I mean, do you have like a minimum age that you would suggest? Or
I think the only time I've ever found myself paused to scare the heck out of somebody was we had like four people that seemed like they were over 95. And
you
I
went
was like,
easy
I,
on them.
You know, I reluctantly, yeah, I kind of went against my own rule, you know, never go. But we advise folks, you know, this may be too intense for young viewers, but mm-hmm. we let parents make their own decision. Yeah. I mean, my oldest son, I would have never done it. The daughter next to him was full-fledged for it.
No
so,
problem.
I mean, yeah, no problem. It's up to the kid. Now, I will say that we're going to put this out there. We're not responsible for how long your child sleeps with you after this is over with.
Those images, the vortex will come back to them. So there's a regular route when people go in. It's not like they're just wandering around lost. Well, I don't know if you want to give that away.
Well, it's mostly linear. How about that?
Okay. It's mostly linear. And about how long does it take to go through the whole museum
that,
of fear?
That depends on the fear response, whether fight or flight kicks in and mm-hmm. you run through it or you really
you
take your time and appreciate
floor.
It. That's right. You know, we have can't both move. Responses and some in between. But in most cases, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Most mm-hmm. of the time, about 15 minutes. It's a lot bigger this year.
Okay. Well, and you have more characters and you've
way
used
more
up
characters
more space
and there's
in
way
the
more surprises. There's nobody jumping out and screaming boo. Mm-hmm. You know, the advantage that we have is all of this stuff is really well thought out in advance. We're inside, so there's no
weather doesn't
subjected
matter.
To the weather mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. anything like that. Sometimes you feel like you're outside. The crickets are chirping, but you're really safely within the halls of the museum.
Safe. I like
or
the way
are you
use
safe?
That
That's
word.
Right. Yeah, safe is subjective again,
yeah.
right?
Now, it's gotten really popular. So do people need to buy tickets ahead of time?
You can buy tickets yeah. ahead of time. But, you know, it's been our experience that we're able to rotate the crowd mm-hmm. quickly enough. You know, mm-hmm. I come from Piccadilly. So line speed is everything, right? So we'll pass your vegetables down to you. Just move forward.
Do you find you have people like going through more than one
yes,
time in a night?
Yes, yes. And, you know, we have folks that go through more than once in a night. And we have folks who are loyal to us year after year. We have birthday parties and groups. And, I mean, a
so
lot of
you can bring
of,
a group, like
that's right.
your club
that's right.
or your organization.
We have a group of 30 or 40 mm-hmm. coming in. It's like this is
they grab onto each other for support
absolutely.
And comfort.
You know, but I have to warn the groups that we break it down into mm. smaller groups of about four or five.
Okay.
It's creating a sense of isolation,
mm-hmm.
Judith.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so find that very close group that you really want to be with because you can't count on the 30 in your group.
Find that shoulder to cry
That's
on.
That's right. This is the Museum of Fear. You can buy tickets ahead of time if you want to, or you can just go to the museum, and that is tomorrow. It's opening up. What time does it start?
Tomorrow night it opens up at 7 o'clock. will go until about 11 or when it runs out. But all this month we have 9 shows. This is the first of 9. The second is the Saturday, I believe, mm-hmm. the Friday, the 11th, Saturday, the 12th, the following Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 4th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Halloween.
Halloween. So people, if they want to know that schedule, they should probably check out the Science
Online,
Museum
museumoffear.org. That's right.
Okay. Oh, so you have your own website, museumoffear.org.
Along with the countdown. Okay. It's down to hours now.
I'm sure you have a ghoulish clock over at the museum somewhere. That is the Museum of Fear. My guest is Kevin Krantz, who is the director of the Lafayette Science Museum, as well as the Museum of Fear. Over 80 actors, actresses, and other ghouls will be involved in the Museum of Fear. They've been working on it for months, and this is the 5th year that they have done it here in Lafayette. Now, in addition to the Museum of Fear, I know that you're looking forward to the zombie walk that was so successful last year. In my mind, I see that video.
Isn't it wonderful? I just keep replaying it over and over in my mind. Zombie Walk was a culmination of Museum of Fear. We wanted to do something with the community to celebrate.
They wanted to participate.
And you know, it seems like we found a little vacuum there because folks gravitated towards it. And this year, we've just taken that litmus test that we put out there last year and just exploded it. We've got live bands. We have the refreshment trucks there. I think the food trucks are going to line up. The walk is so much longer than it was last year.
It seemed pretty long with the zombies. You know, just trudging along.
That's right.
There.
That's right. Well,
it's young and old.
Young and old families.
Weren't
this
there
is
some
such
dogs.
A, that's right. We had zombie dogs too. We leave it up to the owners to their discrimination to decide whether or not these animals should be there. But kids are certainly welcome. Families are certainly welcome. We had tons of strollers out there last year. It was a big family event.
It was truly astonishing. Honestly, if people haven't seen the video, can they still see it on your website?
I think so, right, right. It is the event to die for.
That's just lovely. That's so sweet. Kevin, do you have T-shirts with that on there?
We have them on the way. That's right. You know, when folks ask us to do something, we're the kind of folks that we like to do stuff.
You so deliver.
Folks are, that's right. We
you
deliver.
Right.
There was a void there, so we tried to fill it.
I like that. A vortex, a void, and a
A void would, and a vortex, cannibal
vortex.
Corpses. We've got it all, Judith.
So when is the zombie walk?
Zombie walk is Saturday, October 26th.
26th.
The Lurch starts at 4:30 at Parc Sanssouci. Anybody and everybody who just wants to be a zombie or you're just tired of walking around alive, you want to walk around dead for a little while, we welcome you. We urge that. We embrace that.
All right. And the Museum of Fear will also be open during that time, so
yes,
the zombies can wander in.
Yes, it will.
To
it's going to be quite a night. That's right. We've got Zombie Walk starting at 4:30. Museum of Fear kicks in at 7. I believe that night is also Night of the Living Dead at the drive-in movie downtown, Movies in the Park.
That's right.
So, yeah, that should
that's
all
classic,
be. That's
right?
A classic. That's okay. Right. It's black and white zombies, right? The origin.
Yeah, but I've never seen blood that scared me so much as in that movie. So, yeah, black and white blood.
We'll be living it all over again, Judith.
So you can just give yourself over on Saturday, October 26th, the Zombie Walk, the Museum of Fear, and Night of the Living Dead.
Part of our Occupy October program.
A great T-shirt again. Kevin.
You're writing that down, Judith. Thank you.
You know, ideas for T-shirts. But Kevin Krantz talking about amazing things happening over at the Lafayette Science Museum, Museum of Fear, which starts tomorrow and will run for 9 performances, very scary, thrilling performances throughout the month of October, and Zombie Walk. You don't even need to sign up for that or buy tickets. Just show up. Decorate yourself and the whole family and show up at Zombie Walk at 4:30 on the 26th.
That's right. And Zombie Walk is free.
It's free to everyone.
That's
what a great way to celebrate. And then, of course, and we do want to mention, because we won't be talking about this till much later in the month, the Steampunk and Makers Fair that will be taking place downtown in November. That's the 6th.
That's
of
the 9th.
The 9th of
Saturday,
November
9th.
You all are participating in that.
That's right.
Maybe
Steampunk
just mention a few things.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Thank you. Yeah, Steampunk and Makers Fair is a coming together of ourselves at the museum and Cité des Arts. are, and they're putting on the steampunk side, the performance side of it. We're putting on the science, the technology side of the Makers Fair, and it's turning out. It's growing legs, Judith. I mean, it's turning into something amazing. Our friend Pete Prado from Adventure Works, and we've got the Industrial Design Department, Architecture Department, all these great folks participating in this. The Light Center. Begno Manufacturing, Noble Plastics, industry leaders in this area are all participating in this. We're going to have lectures throughout the day at the museum, ending up with The Vault, which is a pitch contest for all of the industrial design students as well as other folks, alumni or whoever, who have these great ideas, who have put together these prototypes and again, found that void. And they think that they found it, and they pitch it to this panel. And the panel then decides on a winner who moves on to a national pitch contest with investors, business people, and the like.
So this festival has become far more than just the quaint, albeit amazingly fun, costumes that it sort of started off with. It's really turned into this melding of art and fantasy and technology, very real technology.
Where art meets science. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, we've got the science part. Cité's got the fantasy, the art part, but we're also doing poetry at the museum, so we're doing some crossover stuff here.
Well, science fiction becomes science and many other things, so
that's a brand
absolutely
new day.
So that's the Steampunk and Makers Fair that will be on
November 9th. Saturday.
And we'll be speaking with someone from the Cité des Arts that week, but we'll be mentioning it over the next
And
month.
Let me also add that at the museum, that will be a free day as well. So to come in, it will cost you nothing.
And you can even go in costume if you're dressing up for the steampunk part.
That's right.
So much opportunity for costuming over at the Science Museum this
month.
We
do what we can for the team, Judith.
Well, thank you so much for taking a moment, because I know you're really busy directing. You had the dress rehearsal this past weekend, and the science Museum of Fear opens up tomorrow. You can buy tickets, but as Kevin says, just show up. He's directing, and over 80 people participating in this amazing collection of fear tomorrow evening. Thank you, Kevin, so much. We appreciate it, and thank you for your support for KRVS.
It is always a pleasure.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you at the museum and also at the Zombie Walk. Thanks.